most original talk radio station anywhere. We are LA Talk Radio at latalkradio.com.
He says what he wants, ain't holding nothing back. Got the recipe for life, and he's inspiring. He's not scared of any topic, from sextile to gossip. Listen and to hear what Max is to share. LA Talk Radio, this is Max and Friends.
Woo! LA Talk Radio, this is Max and Friends. I am your host, Max Tucci. How are you all this week? What's going on? How was your week? How was your weekend? Are you all getting ready on the East Coast for Hurricane Sandy? Oh my God. Well, that bitch came through Florida and she said hello, goodbye in about a quick minute. Nothing happened here. So all's well that ends well in Florida. However, I know the East Coast, you all about to get a slamming. Y'all about to get raped. I wonder what the GOP have to think about that. Well, we're going to play a video and let you know about that in a little bit. We're going to do some political talk tonight. We've got Elu coming up, too. Y'all know, you all love my Elu. I've never seen anyone play the piano like him in my life. Check out at Elu. He's on. You can check him all out everywhere. But his new CD is out. We went to his CD release party down here in Florida. He had a wonderful private reception. We had a great time. Elu is the man. Elu Rock Jazz. Go to Twitter at Elu, E-L-E-W, Rock Jazz. You know how much I love him, and I'm just so into his music. Well, like I said, that Sandy, Hurricane Sandy, it kind of reminds me of going back to the Grease days. We should get some music with Grease, right? That would be fun. But Sandy is going to wreak havoc, y'all. So, I mean, if you just think that a bag of potato chips, some ice cream, and some bacon is going to hold you through the week, then I hope so. But if not, be prepared. You know, when you know better, you do better. So don't try to be the superhero. I know Halloween is this week coming, and this weekend you might have been Wonder Woman or you might have been Superman, but stay inside with your families, be safe, and make sure all of your animals are inside. You know, sometimes we're so preoccupied with making sure our refrigerator is stocked, and then our animals are outside, and then here comes that wind, and there go your animals. So I got to say hi to Joy. It was a great pleasure meeting you this weekend. John, happy birthday. We just came from a wonderful birthday dinner for John. It was his birthday. So happy birthday to you. 50-50. Who's 50? Best listening tonight. Hit me up on Twitter at Max Tucci and let me know why 50s are such a great year. And actually, let me know what you learned in your 40s. We want to get interactive with people. Well, you know, we've got Hunter Cross here tonight. We're going to talk about some politics. Elu is coming up. He's just playing again tonight. So the minute he's done, we're going to get him into the studio because I know you all can't wait to hear him. But I can't wait to hear about some political talk. But before we get there, you know what I want to do? I never have done this before. Actually, yes, I have. I'm going into 5 years. So I'm sure in one of these years that I had the show, I've read you all horoscopes. But before I read the horoscopes, I got to tell you, Google me. I was on the Diamond B Experience on Block Talk Radio. So check that out. Indeed, indeed. I spoke about my unicornchildrensfoundation.org. I just love that organization. We gave a great shout out to them. Google Diamond B Experience, Max Tucci. Speaking of radio shows, I am going to be on the Val Zerbibi Show on the 30th at 10:30 in the morning. So follow me on Twitter at Max Tucci. You can learn more about that. And, you know, tonight was going to be the Rock the Vote show. But because of the hurricane, you know, we were kind of iffy on getting our New York correspondents together. Will they be able to be on? So, you know what? It just didn't happen. But that's okay because November 4th is going to be the last Sunday, next Sunday before Election Day, which is the 6th of November. So get ready. But before we get ready, Sally Brompton, y'all love Sally Brompton from the New York Post. Discover more about yourself and what the future holds at Sally Brompton, SallyBrompton.com. Hey, Scorpio, you'll be on top from this weekend and have situations that you'll get out of your way, even when you don't really deserve it. Having said which, don't say anything that others might find offensive, not even in jest. Sagittarius, the time has come to make that kind of change that you have been dreading for weeks, months, maybe even years. The good news is they won't be half as painful as you feared. A quarter, maybe a half. No way. Capricorn, the more things you do with, and for other people this week, the more you get out of your life yourself. Remember, you don't live in a vacuum. Everything you say and do has a ripple effect on the universe, Capricorn. Hey, Aquarius, the sun in Scorpio indicates that if you apply yourself over the next few days, you will accomplish something truly remarkable. You have the intelligence and the ability to be a serious player. So what are you waiting for? Hey, Pisces, you may or may not be on the move in the physical sense this week, but your mind will certainly be on a faraway places. Just don't daydream so much that you miss the very real delights taking place around you. Aries, it's easier and less painful to learn from other people's mistakes rather than from your own. So pay attention to what's going on around you, and if necessary, change plans in the light of what you see and hear. Taurus, partners and loved ones will go out of their way to help you during the early part of the week, but they will want something from you in return. Will they trade? Will the trade-off be worth it? Yes, it will. So go for it. I'm going to continue with the rest after, but let's get Hot Topics ready, Ronan.
Hey, y'all, girls and dolls, pick a topic in and we're going to drop it on Max and Friends.
We're going to drop Hot Topics on Max and Friends, and it's political talk. Welcome back, Hunter Cross. How you doing?
I'm great. Thanks for having me, Max.
Well, you know what? We are coming, like, literally down to the last week until Election Day. We've got no more debates. We've got a massive storm coming our way on the East Coast. Washington may be shut down. The East Coast may be destroyed. Doomsday may be coming. What would happen if Doomsday hits New York? Is it good for Obama? Is it bad for Obama? What should Mitt Romney do? Let's dive into that.
Well, it sucks for New York, that's for sure, if that happens. So, I don't know. It's not a good thing for anybody. I mean, it would be a shame if either candidate politicized something tragic that happened. I mean, of course, there's opportunities in everything, and but let's hope that they don't politicize it. I think that if the president acts presidential and does the right thing and makes sure that the right aid is sent to the Northeast region to help the people who are in need, and that always helps. If there's a debacle like Bush had with Katrina in Louisiana, that could hurt Obama, whether or not it's politicized or not. So, you know, unfortunately, whether or not it's really under their control or otherwise not under their control, you know, if there's a disaster and the president and the government comes to the rescue of the people in need, it looks good for the president. If there's a debacle, it doesn't look good for the president. So, you know, it's one of those things. You never know which. Mitt Romney is in a tough spot because
they say never change a horse during midstream, right? So what happens
it's true
now?
Too sometimes. It depends on really what happens. If there really is the kind of disaster that requires management for weeks and weeks and weeks, and Obama and the federal government rise to the occasion and start getting things done and people are getting relief, that'll be useful and good for the president because he'll be able to show leadership. And people won't want to change presidents, perhaps, while there's a crisis going on, if he's managing it properly. It's tough for Romney as a tough spot because if there's a major disaster, he has to be careful to look supportive and not too critical of the president and the administration because he doesn't want to look like he's taking advantage of a disaster. But at the same time, he really can't do anything else because he has no direct control over what goes on. So it should be interesting to see what happens, and I certainly hope that the people in the Northeast don't suffer the kind of damage that would even let us have to see what goes on as far as
absolutely. Well, you know what? It's 11:11 East Coast, so make your wish. I'm sure tonight I know what your wishes are. So make your wish, and if it comes true, I hope it does, because there'll be some crazy-ass stuff happening on that East Coast. But you know what? We mentioned that New York might get raped this weekend by Sandy. So I want to play a clip, and I know, Hunter Cross, that you've got some things to say about it. So, Ronan, let's hit the clip. What is it with GOP men and rape?
What about in the case of rape? Should it be legal or not? It seems to me, first of all, from what I understand from doctors, that's really rare. If it's a legitimate rape, the female body has ways to try to shut that whole thing down. But
and I think even when life begins in that horrible situation of rape, that it is something that God intended to happen.
Should it be legal for a woman to be able to get an abortion if she's...
Yeah, well, so I'm very proud of my pro-life record, and I've always adopted the idea, the position that the method of conception doesn't change the definition of life.
Talk Radio. This is Max and Friends, and that was Paul Ryan. I don't even know where to go with this, Hunter Cross. Tell us what you think.
It blows my mind that we are still having this conversation in 2012. I think that it's possible to be pro-life and still be pro-choice. I don't think they're mutually exclusive. I mean, I think that you can be someone who believes that people should follow through with pregnancies, and at the same time think that a woman should have a right to be able to, and a man, I mean, if there's always a man involved, women don't get pregnant all by themselves, so the man should have a say and the women should have a say in whether they carry a pregnancy to term, and that's their choice. But you can be pro-life and still be pro-choice. Just depends. But the thing is, what bothers me about the way that this has been handled is that it's been framed as a woman's issue, and I think that unfortunately, I think the people who are talking about these issues, and because there's a big gap right now between women voters and male voters in terms of which candidate they're supporting, and so there's a lot of punditry going on about the fact that the Republicans are accused of attacking women and what have you and their health rights. But the reality is that abortion is an issue that affects women and men. If the abortion were illegal in this country, if women could not, women and the people who, the men who got them pregnant, can't make a decision to terminate a pregnancy, that means that the men are going to have to support these children. It's not just a woman's issue.
But the thing is, you know what I always say on Max and Friends, you need to wrap it up then. I mean, there's a lot of careless sex, you know what I'm saying? So if the man is going to have careless sex with a woman, the child is possible. Pregnancy is possible. So why all of a sudden is now the man has to take care of it? Of course he does.
Well, of course, he's responsible for it. But the point is that this is not just a woman's health issue. This is a social issue. If women are not permitted, if abortion is illegal in this country, if Romney gets his way, and there is our Supreme Court justices appointed who favor repealing Roe versus Wade, then it's possible that some states, the red states could pass laws that make abortion illegal, unless there's some extreme circumstances. And if it's illegal, if the Supreme Court finds that the states can make it a crime to abort a child, that means that women who get pregnant in that state are going to have those babies. And that means that it's not just a woman's health issue, it's also a men's issue, that men are going to have to support these children that they may not have otherwise wanted to, and that in fact the women who got pregnant didn't want to. So I'm not suggesting that anyone use abortion as birth control, but the reality is that happens.
And there Listen, I just got a great tweet from Sweden, from Carolina. She tweeted us saying that clip we just played was so disturbing that it sounds like medieval times. What do you have to say about that?
Well, these folks who believe...
Who are these folks?
Well, we have Congressman, I think his name was Congressman Murdoch. I forget what state he was from. And then we have Congressman Aiken. These are men who come from a very, very conservative point of view, and they have kind of mixed their religious point of view into their public policy point of view. So here we have a Republican Party who supposedly is trying to support independence and letting the government get out of your business. And at the same time, they want to be in your bedroom and tell you who you can have sex with, and that if you get pregnant, you've got to have the baby. And then they want to control whether or not you get contraceptives. So you've got these Republicans who are trying to impose their religious beliefs on the general population, and they want to legislate based on their religious points of view.
Well, I have a question. What happens if it's the pregnant man?
Well, that would be fascinating.
The pregnant man. Listen, there was one. She's a man. She was on Oprah. We all learned that she took her, you know, her hormone pills and grew her clitoris grew her clitoris into a penis is what I'm trying to say. The whole thing has me baffled. But, you know, and what if she goes into the doctor's office and her license says man, because she legally got a change. She said, I want an abortion. What do you think the GOP would say?
I don't know what exactly. I don't know what they would say. But imagine if that man got pregnant unexpectedly. Would that person have to carry that baby to term? It's just mind blowing. It's just unbelievable to me that we sanction death in so many different ways. We sanction death when we send people to war, we kill people, we send drones in and we bomb villages, and then we sentence people to death when they do crimes that we think are so heinous that it justifies killing them. So killing people is something that's part of our a political scene. We impose death on people for various reasons. And yet they make it sound like because God has given women these pregnancies that we can't interfere with life. We can't terminate life. Life is so precious. Well, why is it so precious in some instances but not precious in others? And why is it that if you get virus, which is a life, in somebody gets a virus from the same rapist that could have gotten them pregnant, and yet they're able to use medical technology to exorcise that virus from their body? Instead of just allowing God's will gave her that virus. If you believe that God's will could get her pregnant, God's will gave her that virus. And why shouldn't we just allow her to die? Why shouldn't we just allow God's will to carry it through? He gave her the virus, let her die.
Well, listen, listen. You know, there's always the touchy subjects, right, that you don't talk about. Politics, religion, and abortion, right? And here we talk about them all the time. But you know what? It goes back to people are strange, no?
Well, there's no question that people have their own points of view. But
you know what? On that note, I want to stick to People Are Strange. Will you stay with us? We're going to play Elu real quick because he's going to be joining us. People Are Strange by Elu. Check out ElurockJazz.com. We'll be right back. You're listening to Max and Friends. Talk Radio. This is Max and Friends. That was People Are Strange by Elu. Check out ELEW rockjazz.com. You know him. We've had him here before. He was on America's Got Talent, and then he started opening for Josh Groban. He is the man. He will be with us shortly. But I've got to talk to you real quick, people, because I got to tell you about the app, the LA Talk Radio app. Take me to bed with you. How does that sound? Download the app for free. Get into bed. Turn it on. Press number one and listen to Max and Friends live every Sunday night, 8 p.m. Pacific time, 11 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, or wherever you are in the world, like Sweden, it's 4 a.m. I love you, Sweden. Thanks for tuning in to Max and Friends. Get the app, hit me up, sleep with me, bring me to bed with you, and we'll talk all night. How does that sound? But you know what, Hunter Cross, we got to talk about newspapers, because I know it's something that pissed you off this week. And do newspapers really still weigh in on elections? Like, you know, do newspaper endorsements for presidents still matter?
No.
You don't think so? I don't think, certainly. No. I don't think as much as they once did. But they once did matter.
Yeah, of course they did. Because I think that people used to get their news from newspapers, and they believed that the editorial boards of those papers had an ability to distill all of the facts and come up with a conclusion about, you know, which one, based on objective criteria, they think is best for the community. I don't really think that the newspapers, most local newspapers, a lot of people, for one thing, don't get their news from their local newspapers. They get their news from the internet, or they get their news from newspapers that aren't local, because they get them on their iPad. They get it either, or they read it online, or they watch CNN. You know, a lot of people get their news from media sources other than newspapers, especially younger people. So I don't really think that the newspapers have their finger on the pulse of the community the way they once did, and they don't really reflect the people who read their papers.
No, that's the truth. You know, I got to talk to you quickly because we got Elu coming into the studio. So, you know, right as of like October 17th, well, no, when was it? As of today, just a little bit ago, they say the new poll still has Obama ahead by 4% in Ohio. I bet he's kind of wishing that hurricane would go to Ohio. But what do you think about Ohio?
Well, Ohio is obviously becoming the biggest player. You know, it's one of the swing states, if not the swing state. And they say, because of the way that the Electoral College works, between Florida and Ohio, those are going to be the big battleground states. But they're saying that Ohio, in particular, that if Romney doesn't win Ohio, that the chances of him winning the election are almost zero. Whereas if Obama does not win Ohio, he still possibly can win can win the election because of some of the other swing states if they go his way. But because of the way the map looks, Ohio is really important for Romney. If he doesn't win Ohio, he probably won't win the election.
Yeah. Well, you know what? What can I say to this? We're going to have our Rock the Vote next Sunday here on Max and Friends. We're going to have some great political analysts come on the show. Hunter Cross will be back. We're going to talk about why is it so important to vote. I don't know. Maybe we might not be voting next week. You know, we had Robert Lee Morris on last week, and he was telling us that we might not even be able to vote. And maybe there was some truth to that, because who knows what this hurricane is capable of doing. But if that's the case, Hunter, what if, like, this, you know, this storm does go into full effect and kicks the shit out of New York? Will they postpone Election Day? Has it ever happened?
I don't know if it's ever happened before, but I think that they already extended early voting. I think in New York they just announced today that they extended it beyond the deadline.
Did.
Is it Connecticut?
Yeah, Connecticut.
So I know they'll extend. You know, hopefully by Election Day the effects of the storm will have diminished. But I certainly think they could probably move Election Day if they wanted. I'm not sure if there's any law against it.
Well, next Sunday we'll let you all know. Sweden again says they love me. We're tweeting here on Max and Friends at Max Tucci. Hit me up. Let me know. Elu just tweeted me, which means that he's going to be coming into the studio in just a minute. Hunter Cross, I'm going to let you go. Thank you so much for being here tonight. Thank you for informing the people. And we're going to talk to you real soon next Sunday.
Thanks for having me, Max.
Thank you. All right, everyone. Well, you know that great song from the Cranberries, Zombie, Zombie. Okay, well, anyway, it's Halloween week. I'm getting really excited because I didn't get dressed this weekend because I go out on Halloween Day. So the 31st is just around the corner, all you zombies. So we're going to play a song for you, ElueRockJazz.com. Hit him up. Go look at him in there. Hit him up on Twitter. At Elu Rock Jazz, ELEW, Eric Lewis, he's the man. He's going to be with us right after Zombie. Check out how he plays this song. We'll be right back on Max and Friends, LA Talk Radio, ELU, when we return. Love you, Sweden!
Thank you.
LA Talk Radio. This is Max and Friends. I'm your host, Max Tucci. Welcome back to another Sunday night edition of Max and Friends. That was Elu. The song was Zombie. That's because Halloween is just around the corner. Well, during that song, I got to let you all know we did some research here on Max and Friends and LA Talk Radio. We went to eHow.com not to watch my cooking shows there, but yes, you can go to eHow.com to see what I've got for you there on my cooking shows, cooking to the max. But we did find out that Congress actually can change the election date in case of a crisis or of a disaster, natural or a terrorist disaster. So it's kind of interesting that they have the power to change things. See, it's when you that's why we need to know what's going on in this country at all times, people, because you never know. This country's a little bit like a cat. It's a little bit shady. It's sneaky like a cat. But you know what? I know somebody who's not sneaky because I see them when they play that piano and they give you 100%. We talked about commitment on the show last week. This is one person who is committed to the keys. His name is Elu, and he's back. Welcome back to Max and Friends, Elu.
Hey, pleasure to be back.
Well, I'm glad you're here. Since the last time you were here, you have released the Elu Rock Jazz Volume 2. Tell us about that, and you were like touring with Josh Groban, man.
Yeah, it was an amazing thing. I actually ended up having to record this record twice because first I was on America's Got Talent, and then I got okayed by Sharon Osbourne and everyone to go to Vegas. Then I got the call from Josh Groban because he saw a video of mine on YouTube and wanted me to open for him for his Straight to You tour, which is going all through North America. The funny part is he didn't know that I left America's Got Talent to go on tour with him. So, like, after the first leg of the tour, we were in Times Square to see his ex-girlfriend in the movie X-Men First Generation, and people in the audience in the theater were, you know, recognizing me from America's Got Talent, and he was like, what is all this? And I was like, yeah, man, I left America's Got Talent to go on tour with you. And so it was a pretty funny thing, but being on the road with him really was amazing, and I had started recording and had already done one draft of this record, but being on the road with him and hearing how beautiful he sings and how beautiful he plays, it inspired me to keep on digging and go ahead and re-record the whole record over. Now, of course, everyone got mad at me because I had to pay to do all that, but the product is Elu Rock Jazz Volume 2, which you just played, and so I'm so glad that I made that choice, and it was just such an honor and such an amazing experience being on the road with an artist like Josh Groban, and I tried to
absolutely
get that special energy and put it in the record.
I saw you too when you were in Florida in concert. You did your thing. And no, it was amazing. I loved every minute. We got to give a shout out to El Godzilla. They're tuning in right now from Japan and saying, Elu, is this you playing the piano? I can hear your sounds of Japan now. Thanks.
Wow. Yeah, I know. I remember that. I see her on Twitter, whoever that is. Yeah, I see them on Twitter all the time.
So shout out to Japan. We got Sweden and Japan tuning in tonight. How does that sound? International here. But you know what? I'm glad you're here tonight. I saw you last night. We spoke for about a minute or so, you know, about the Unicorn Children's Foundation. And what a lot of you don't know is that Elu is going to be playing at Donald Trump's home, Mar-a-Lago, March 16th, 2013. He's going to be playing there, performing for us. And he also has donated an amazing auction item where we have Elu, who's going to perform for your private, for a private dinner, private concert, however you want to go about doing it. So not only is he the man on the keys, but he's also generous, philanthropic, and given to our Unicorn Children's Foundation. So we're looking excited to really looking forward to having you to play at Donald Trump's house in Palm Beach. You excited for that?
Totally. I love doing charity events. I love giving back in any way that I can. There are a lot more important jobs in the world than me just playing the piano. There's people saving lives in various kinds of ways, and there's all kinds of problems. So whenever I can take the energy that I can create and the excitement and the joy that I can try to create and share that, I'm happy to, and to try to contribute to making the world a better place and a happier place. So I'm totally excited and totally committed to giving what I can give. And so I'm really appreciative to even have the opportunity to play for that charity.
Absolutely. And, you know, I spoke to Mar-a-Lago, and they were like, is Elu going to bring in a piano? I'm like, yeah, Yamaha's going to have a piano there for him. Don't worry. I was like, why? They're like, because if he touches our antique piano, piano in my phone. I said, if Elu even strums a chord on your piano, the thing will break into 20 million pieces. So let's not go there. So shout out to Yamaha, because we're going to have a Yamaha piano there. Now, listen, Elu, I got to talk to you real quick about this new Lil Wayne record you're going to be on.
Yeah, yeah. That's pretty wild. What happened was that when I finished the Josh Groban tour, the last gig was at Madison Square Garden. And some crazy how, some people from Lil Wayne's camp were at that show. I don't know how. And so next thing I know, Lil Wayne's flying me down to Miami, where I am at this very moment, to the studio at like 2 o'clock in the morning. And so he's got his skateboard, and we're hanging out, and I'm on the piano in their studio at the Hit Factory just experimenting, and he's rapping, and we're just messing around. And then a couple weeks later, I find out that he wants me to record on his new record. And then a few weeks after that, he sends me, in this hidden code, this track for I Am Not Human number 2. And so then I learn it, and then a few weeks after that, he flies me back down to Miami, 2 o'clock in the morning, we start recording. And by 5, I was heading back to the hotel having recorded a duet, piano and rap, me and Lil Wayne. It's the first song on his new record, it's the intro. So that was
So we're going to have some rap and piano.
Exactly, Lil Wayne.
I love, that's a nice marriage right there. Now listen, do you think you would say you found what you were looking for?
I think so. I found what I'm looking for.
Well, you know what? There's a lot of people out there who still haven't found what they're looking for, and you so happen to cover that. Let's play it now, because it's on Elu Rock Jazz Volume 2. Y'all got to go to elurockjazz.com, get the CD, and let me know if you found what you're looking for. We'll be right back, and Elu's going to stay with us on Max and Friends here on LA Talk Radio. And friends, I'm your host Max Tucci. That was Elu. I still haven't found what I'm looking for, but I know that Barack Obama was looking for you, because you played now twice for him at the White House. Tell us about that experience, President Barack Obama.
It was amazing. The first time that I played for him was actually the invite of Michelle Obama. She liked my performance at the TED conference that she somehow saw, and so then she invited me to come to the East Room for the night of music and poetry. And so with me and Esperanza Spalding teamed up, providing music in between different poetry readings. But we also each had a solo feature. And for my solo feature, I played Mr. Brightside, which you played on the show last time. That's from Elu Rock Jazz Volume 1. And actually, there's a bootleg recording of that on YouTube. So if you look up Eric Lewis at the White House, you can see the bootleg that we did of that. My manager managed to snag that one. Shout out to Nancy. And then the next time that I played for them, for this royal family, for this White House family, was actually at a fundraiser in L.A. And Will Smith was there, Magic Johnson was there. It was pretty incredible. And I had my new armor on. Since that's one actually one big change from Volume 1, I now have armor that is made by a wonderful, these two sisters, Danielle and Jody Snyder. They have a wonderful women's jewelry company called Danny Joe. You guys check it out. It's really, really beautiful stuff. And they noticed that I started wearing armor on my forearms, and so they wanted to make a custom pair for me. So if you look at the cover of Eli Rock Jazz Volume 2, you'll see the new armor that they made for me. And since then, they've actually made another pair for me, the Stars and Stripes series. And so if you go to my Facebook page, you can see some of that. Also, you can catch me at Twitter, at Eli Rock Jazz. That's at Eli Rock Jazz. So, yeah. But anyway, playing for the president was just always really special. And the second time that I played for him, it was funny because I have a picture of him now with me wearing armor. It's kind of cool. And he remembered me, and he was telling everyone that I'm a very intense player and stuff like that. So, you know, it's really special. These are really beautiful times that I'm having right now with all this. I'm really happy about the technique that I've developed, this rock jazz piano technique. It's basically taking rock guitar energy and arena style force and bringing it to the piano, so that now it's not just sort of cocktail jazz, or it's not just background rock, but I can actually rock an arena and put all the energy into the piano. So it's sort of like Beethoven meets Jimi Hendrix. So it's really cool to just experience how all this stuff was coming together. Naomi Campbell flew me to Ibiza, and she flew me to Moscow. And I was actually supposed to go to India, but I ended up not being able to make it because I'm actually going to be performing in New York at Le Poisson Rouge on the 9th and then Central Park on the 10th.
Naomi Campbell, because you had your CD release party, Roberto Cavalli, you all had it out. You turned it out. But, you know, Naomi Campbell has a beautiful voice. Did you know that?
No, I didn't know that.
You need to get her CD. You know she has a CD.
No, I didn't know.
Oh, yeah. No, that girl could sing.
What?
Yes, I promise you. You need to get some of her. Get her vocals on one of your CDs. That'll be off the hook.
I want to BBM her as soon as we get off. I want to BBM her and just get. I'm going to say, why didn't you tell me that she could sing? I've been around her all this time. I didn't know she could sing.
Oh yeah, and she's got videos too.
What?
And she does a video in India.
What?
You see what you learn on Max and Friends?
I'm learning a whole lot. Wow.
Oh yeah, no. The CD was called Baby Woman that she did. And it was back in the day. It was amazing. And the songs, I have it. I mean, I got it from, I think, HMV in Japan, actually. Because it was, and this is when it first came out. But now you can get on Amazon.com, Baby Woman from Naomi Campbell. Definitely get a copy. She could sing.
Wow. Okay.
Same. Yeah. Baby. Miss Naomi. But so what's next for you, Elu?
Well, right now, actually, I'm working on Rock Jazz Volume 3. I'm getting together material from different sources, and I'm also working on my next ballet. I'm the composer in residence for Complexions Contemporary Ballet in New York City for the next 5 years, so I'm going to be doing a lot of collaborations with them. I am currently on tour for Lincoln MKZ. I'm in Miami right now. I just finished my 5th show here. I did 5 shows in New York. I'm doing 5 more shows in L.A. And I'm getting ready for Art Basel. I'm going to be doing 3 shows again in Miami. I'll be at the Delano playing a loose-type piano. So there's a lot happening. I'm going to be playing in New York, finally, at the Poisson Rouge on the 9th, and then for Jazz and Colors Festival on the 10th in the afternoon at Central Park at the Jackie Kennedy Reservoir. So there's just a lot going on, and I'm developing my technique, and I'm learning different songs for Volume 3 and making decisions about that. And I'm actually going to start making some dance music, some electric dance music, so I'm really excited about that because I love to go to the clubs and hear those doots, doots beats, and I just cannot wait to create some music that I can dance to and see people dance to in the clubs and go crazy and collaborate with singers like Katy Perry and stuff like that. So
and Naomi Campbell.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
On volume three, let me tell you, I want to hear Elu and Naomi Campbell. So that when, then I'm going to have you both on Max and Friends. I'm like, remember back on the week of October of Halloween, which is your week. And I said, y'all need to get Naomi Campbell on volume three. And we're going to hear it here on Max and Friends. I'm planting that seed, Elu.
Okay, I'm going to make that happen. That's great. Okay, you do it.
All right, and I want to have you and Naomi on so we can talk about it.
Okay, that'll work.
All right. Well, listen, we're going to wrap this up because we got to wrap up this show. So every time I say wrap it up, people, you know what that means. It's time to go. And also it means that y'all got to practice safe sex because I want you all to stay around longer. And, you know, I think we're fine with 7 billion people in this world. I don't think we need any more for now. So wrap it up. And be safe, everybody, in New York this week, because the whole East Coast, you're going to be – y'all are going to be raped this week. So Sandy's coming. She's coming to get you. So like our boy Antoine Dotson says, you better hide your kids, hide your wives, and hide your husbands, because Sandy's coming up. So I love you all for listening. Elu, thank you for being here tonight. You are always the man. I love seeing you in concert. I get those – the Elu chills. I call them the Elu chills. It's unbelievable. Without fail, every time I see you, it happens.
Yeah, right. I love it. Appreciate it. Thanks for having me. I love
it. Absolutely.
Okay. Thank you.
And everyone, you can get Elu on Twitter at Elu, E-L-E-W, Rock Jazz. Hit him up there. Spread the love because he spreads his. Elu, I'm going to let you bounce. Thanks for being here. And say thank you to Nancy for making this happening tonight.
Certainly. Thank you. Take care.
All right, you two have a good night. Well, everyone, we're going to leave you with Mr. Brightside from Elu. I'm going to sign off now saying this is Max Tucci. Take this week to the max. Love one another like I have loved you. On that note, everyone, I'll talk to you real soon. Be safe. I want to hear you all. I want to see you all. I want to make sure you're all safe next week. Tweet me and let me know what's going on with the storm since I'm here down south in Florida at Max Tucci. Love you all for listening. Shout out to Japan. Shout out to Sweden. Shout out to all you for listening. Thank you, Hunter Cross. Thank you, Elu, Mr. Brightside. Stay tuned, and CBS News is coming up next. Good night, everyone. Thank you, Ronan. Bye.